for them. Bowling by the wayside. Oh, we're going to discuss actually for 15 minutes or so a little bit about the rabbi. The Mechaber discusses a number of insertions that are included in the Tefillah during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. They're actually quite well known, and among them, of course, are HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. We're talking about starting with Rosh Hashanah, going through Aseret Yemei Teshuva, all the way through Yom Kippur. And the Mechaber paskens, if a person makes a mistake or has a suffix, whether he's an HaMelech HaKadosh or not, the din is closing the rosh. He has to go back to the beginning. The reason why he has to go back to the beginning is the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says that the first three Brachas are considered to be as one. As the Gemara comments, there is Shevach, which are the first three Brachas, there's Bakasha, the intermediate Brachas, and there's Aldor, the last three Brachas. And therefore, the first three Brachas have a status of one. And if a person made a mistake, had a suffix, the thing is you have to go back. The reason why you have to go back to the Kaddish is a subject of a discussion at the end of the first paragraph in Brachas by Tesis. I don't know if you've gotten that part yet. Probably soon. Tesis talks about the fact that these are Yemei Hadin. Mishnah Berurah quotes it here in Sifkat Beis. Hashem actually, on Rosh Hashanah, is judging the entire world, and Hashem is demonstrating His Malchus, His sovereignty, Bakol Mashola. And therefore, we assume that if you have a suffix, or if you made a mistake, you probably did not say HaMelech HaKadosh, since you have a chazaka, that you're ruggled to say something else. You're ruggled to say HaKel HaKadosh, till this point in time. Regarding HaMelech HaMishpat, which is also an insertion in the Shemoneh Esrei, if you remember before you complete the Shemoneh Esrei, before Akiras Vaglayim, you go back to the bracha of Hashim Hashem Tenek Vavishonah. And then you continue the Shemoneh Esrei from that point on, and I'll say that if you don't remember till after you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, the din is Chol Zeh L'Rosh. You have to go back to the very beginning. If you correct yourself, tochi de dibur, that's the Mechaber in Beis. If you correct yourself, tochi de dibur, and you start with HaKel HaKadosh, then you realize you're supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh, the halacha is you don't have to go back, and so too the same halacha applies to HaMelech HaMishpat. And so too on Shabbat Shuva, the practice is to say, in the bracha main Sheva, to say HaMelech HaKadosh. Now I want to just mention a number of fundamental things. Firstly, I noticed that the minog in many places is when do they blow the shofar in Chodesh Elul? Just a comment, because someone asked me about this. Usually, I think in most places, the shofar is blown before the Davar Hashem Mari or after the Davar Hashem Mari. That's the practice. The minog is to blow it before. The more correct minog is to blow it after. The question is, l'mai nafka mina? Does it make a difference whether we do as we are accustomed to do, which is blowing it before the Davar Hashem Mari, or blowing it after the Davar Hashem Mari? Which one would you say, al pi svara, perhaps would be more correct? Or do you think there's no distinction? Whether I blow it before, I blow it after. I'll give you a similar shaila, maybe it's not the same question. But a similar question. The Simonim of Rosh Hashanah night, which he spoke about a week ago, that the Mechabi mentioned, the Gemara in Krisos, the Gemara in Urias. You know the Simonim I'm referring to? Some people have a Seder. Leil HaSeder. Yes, then, are you going to have a Leil HaSeder? So most people think you're talking about Pesach. They think we're talking about either Tu B'Shvat or we're talking about Leil Rosh Hashanah. They have Leil HaSeder. So in this Leil HaSeder, when you have Simonim, when exactly do you go ahead, when do you say the Tfilos, the Yiratzah, do you say before the Simonim or after? You will ask a very wise learned Talmud Chacham over there. What's your practice? What's your minhag? Do you remember? You don't do it? B'chlal? That you do, the Rambam, you follow the apple of honey. I hope you sing the ditty as well. There's a ditty that Americans sing. Perhaps you're not aware of it. Baruch Hashem, you're a wise man. But I'm just indicating that there also there are different minhagim. Do it before, do it after. But what about over here, I'm asking you, what hour, what do you have to say? Why was that Soloveitchik so makbid that he felt the more correct minhag is to blow the shofar after the davar Hashem over? I imagine that pshat is very simple. And that is, because first you have to say the davar Hashem over, establish the fact that we're talking about Ori B'Yishi. Ori, Chazal say, refers to Rosh Hashanah, Yishi is Yom Kippurim. And after that, then you can blow the shofar. Before then, on what basis are you blowing the shofar? You don't like that svara. I don't think there are deep svaras over here, to be honest. I'm just telling you how salvation is. I want to mention another thing, which is also very critical. I don't know, I can't imagine there's still shuls left, even in good old America, the land in which the streets are paved with gold. I can't imagine, even in America, they still maintain this minhag. But I remember as a youngster that during Aseret Metshuva, they used to change the bracha of HaMavarech HaSav HaYisav HaShalom in the Shmonesrei, and they would end with the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Oseh HaShalom. Are you familiar with that? Yossi, you are aware of that change that was made? Is that still done? Is Maneinu Anu? I don't think so. I can't imagine. Because the halacha is, there are actually several changes that they make in Chutz Laaretz, and these changes are incorrect. The Paskin point this out. The changes are, number one, instead of HaMavarech HaSav HaYisav HaShalom, they say Oseh HaShalom. Two, a second change that's made, which also is a problematic kind of change. What's the second change I'm referring to? That also, I believe, is made in Chutz Laaretz. This is actually based on the Gemara, of course. Namely, by Birchas Kohanim. In Chutz Laaretz, they don't do Birchas Kohanim. When do they do Birchas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz? I think they only do it, if I'm not mistaken, on Musav of Shol Shvigolim. That's the extent of it. While here in Eretz Yisrael, of course, you have a great schus among the thousand reasons to make Aliyah, is the fact that here you're zochet to Birchas Kohanim on a daily basis. Anyway, a number of other errors have crept in, and one of them is the fact that in Chutz Laaretz, when they duchen, in Chutz Laaretz, they say, Shos Chalavadcha v'ira navo. Anybody ever encountered that? I recall as a youngster going to Chutz Laaretz. I already know. Isn't that what they did? That is incorrect. Even though that was the nusach actually that was used, Bizman HaMikdash, when they duchen, but today, the proper nusach is not to change the version of Shemoneh Esrei. And once you say, Amachsa Shrinasa Latziyah. As a matter of fact, here's another example, Aaron, Amein Chasima, Salat Chasima. Because when they sing, often they like to sing, and they sing right before they say that bracha, the Birchas Nodim, B'serah v'anach hasir ha'seinu ka'oloch ha'karbon, ano kel rachum, rachamecha ha'rabim, asher shkinos ha'latzir nirecha b'seidu ha'avonu l'yushalayim. And then the order that follows usually in the Siddur is, what's the order? First it says, B'sechazenu ha'ineinu, and then B'shom na'avoncha b'yira. So the brisk is a very machmet to make sure that's reversed. At first you say, B'shom na'avoncha, and then B'sechazenu ha'ineinu, because the bracha that follows is the bracha of so it should be Me'ein Chasima, Samal Chasima. I've given in the last 3 days about 7 examples of this halacha, Me'ein Chasima, Samal Chasima. But the change that many people do in Chutz Laaretz and change the bracha from Hamasu Shchinas Latzion to Sha'os Levata, Miranava is incorrect. The third change also which is made is also, I think, a well-known change. Maybe it's not so well-known to you, because you don't say Piyutim anyway. So that's why it's probably not well-known to you. But I grew up on Piyutim. I happen to like Piyutim very much. Although I haven't had much success in Judaism and in my shul. They barely like to say, Baruch Shama Asheri Mishtabach, Balabati. But whatever the case is, there is a nusach that was said in the last bracha of Kriyashma, next to the last bracha of Kriyashma. Instead of Baruch HaTah Hashem, Gal Yisrael, what would they say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Tzur Yisrael B'Gualah. Did you ever encounter that? You never encounter that? You daven obviously the Melissa Nagro. You're very productive. You're very makbid on davening the Melissa correctly. But that was another interpolation, another some of that alteration, I should say, that was introduced into the Tefillah incorrectly. Melech Tzur Yisrael B'Gualah. And the name of the Gro, they say that this is incorrect. Shushaneh, Maber Shel Bracha, in any of these places, is something which is unfounded and without foundation. And therefore, once you not change, once you continue to say, number one, Hamasa Shel Vessel Atzil, number two, Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael, and number three, Baruch Atah Yisrael Hashalom, you should maintain those items in the Shemoneh Esrei. I should also mention that there was a Maaseh Rav, Pshuto K'mashmo. There was once a Baal Bayit, he had Yortzeit, Rosh Hashanah, David Shachris, and included the Chazaras HaShas with Osei HaSholom, and our Soloveitchik's friend the Bracha told him to repeat the Bracha, because that's considered to be Mishan Madbea Shetov HaChachom B'Bracha. You can't be Mishan in the Nusach, the Madbea Shel Bracha, which is HaMavarach HaSam Yisrael HaSholom. The question is, where these things crept in? Okay, that's a history in and of itself, and needs some investigation. I also want to mention another issue, which is probably the source of the big machlokes. And that is, I mentioned yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, that the Vilna Gaon did not insert between Smichas Gula and Tvila, neither on Shabbos night, that is Friday night, nor on Yom Tov night, nor on Shana night, the insertions that many, many people insert, which are the insertions on Friday night we mentioned are Bishamru, and on Yom Tov night, Vayidabe Moshe Smad Yashem Abnei Yisrael, and on Shoshana night, Tikkun Bachod Shofar. And Yom Kippur night, Tivayom Azeh Chaper Aleichet. The Gaon deleted those insertions because he held that it considered to be a hetzek, Smichas Gula Letfila. Since we're learning the Sugya, Smichas Gula Letfila, the Gaon held was a hetzek. And the proper thing is not to say it, and that's Minig Agro. It's also Minig Yerushalayim is not to say it. I'm sure you've noticed here in the Gus Kolel and the Chlal, if you dive in Yerushalayim, you see that they generally follow Minhag Yagro. But I should mention another thing which also requires, I think, some discussion, and that is the Magen Avraham questions the meaning of an Ari HaKadosh, the very famous meaning of the Ari HaKadosh. It's very popular among Balabatim. I eliminated it in my shul the moment I became a Rav, and that is to recite, I'm sure you don't say it, to recite Shir HaMalos Mimamak Basich Hashem between Yishtabach and Kaddish. It's a very popular minhag. Abayi, do you have this? Baruch Hashem. Jonathan, do you have that minhag? They generally do it, Aser Shemek Shuvah. Don't they do this practice? I think it's found in many, many Siddurim. The Magen Avraham already questioned this midah. The source is the Ari HaKadosh, unquestionably. What's the problem? The problem is the problem of Hefsek. That it's a Hefsek between the Yishtabach, which basically adds to the Zimra, and the beginning of the next section, which is Brichas Kriya Shema. And therefore, our Soloveitchik, it's not our Soloveitchik, it's the Magen Avraham. You can't blame everything on our Soloveitchik. The source of this is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham questioned this meaning of the Ari HaKadosh. In my shul, it's not said. So I have a few Balabatim who very much want to say Shir HaMalos. So after davening every day, we say Shir HaMalos v'mamakim v'sich HaShem. In order to satisfy that urge to say Shir HaMalos v'mamakim v'sich HaShem. But it's a question of a hefsek. There were times, actually, Rav Soloveitchik introduced the reciting of Shir HaMalos before Yishtabach. He put it to the Psukim d'Zimra before Yishtabach. There were periods of time that he used to do that. In later years, I think he would consider that innovation, because the Chayyot quotes in him the going that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where does the bracha of Yishtabach begin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? As a matter of fact, when I grew up as a youngster and davened in shuls where there were Rabbanim or Gedolei Yisrael, you know when they began Shacharis and Shabbos morning with which tefillah? Not with Shochinah and Marom Mikadosh Shalom, but rather Nishmas, and that's the proper thing. It's clear in the Chayyot. So what happened since then? Kanaveh, we don't have good enough niggin for Nishmas, and we have a nice niggin for Shochinah, and that's what we get with Shochinah. But in reality, the tefillah should begin with Nishmas, and as I said, the issue of Shir HaMalos before Yishtabach would be a hefsek in the middle of a bracha. That's why Rav Soloveitchik introduced Shir HaMalos at some point before Nishmas. It's still Pesukah D'Zimra, you haven't yet started the next section, you can say Shir HaMalos. Whatever the case is, most people are not going to do that. I assume, Mayor, I don't think they're going to do that. But you should not say Shir HaMalos. Shir HaMalos is a hefsek. That's what I'm going to have already. Of course, you're going to ask, so what about the Ari HaKadosh? He was a very fine man, unquestionably. Akasha. It's So those who follow the Ariya Kodesh will have to answer the kasha. It's not my problem. I follow the Magen Avraham. I follow my Rebbe. It's similar to my Rebbe. And this is something which is very, very fascinating. Let me mention a few other things while I'm at it. Le'ela, le'ela. What do you say? Le'ela, who le'ela? Anyone remembers what they do? So the Matthew Ephraim quotes from the, I think he quotes from the Tshuva Me'Ava, Avalazim Biflakles. He was a Talmud of the Lady Behuda. So he says that you have to be machmir to say le'ela, le'ela without a vav. Other Achanim say no, le'ela, le'ela with a vav. But I understood from my Rabbeim, every one of them, that they passed in le'ela, le'ela without a vav. Again, you'll ask what the issue is. I don't want to discuss it right now. But there's no question it's an issue. And since we're talking about Smichas Gula Tfilu these days, I should mention to you what Amitza Kessler pointed out the other day, and that is, and I think our salvation was very much good about this, namely at Ma'ariv time, he held that you should not answer the Amen of Yiskadil, the Yiskadei, Shnei Rabo, Amen. That's a hefsek. It's Smichas Gula Tfilu. We're going to talk about that. We're speaking about the Kaddish momentarily, Mitz Hashem, this morning, I hope, at 11 o'clock. That's just a hint that the shiur's going to be at 11 o'clock. And I gave a few more mekomos, like about 20. That amen is only a minhag. Mikra adin, what do you have to answer? Basically, you have to answer really two things in the Kaddish. You have to answer, number one, amen yesh me'rabah, that's mikra adin. And amir mi'oma v'imru amen, that's mikra adin. But Asalaj was machmir not to answer the first amen, and also not to say brichu, because he owns a hefsek. It's mikra adin tefillah. Okay, I'm going to discuss it. But I'm just telling you, Rav Soloveitchik's practice, since we're talking about some minhagim of Rav Soloveitchik. I also should mention that I generally, in my shul, and I guess in other shuls as well, that it says there's a Yerushalmi, that an Aseret Mechuba you should be makbid davka to daven Ma'ariv, not before Tzeis. Even though normally the Midrash Rabbah says to daven 20 minutes after Shkia, based on the Gra. But dafka, as Ersim and Shuba, you should dafka be medakti to daven after tesek echavim. That's a practice which is a good practice to introduce. So you ask, what are you supposed to do between shkia and tes? You do what I do, namely, you learn and you teach. That's what I generally do. I don't let my balabatim, shall we say, be idle for one moment, not even 1 second. Any opportunity, I quickly jump into the, shall we say, into the forum and take the podium and miyad begin to shall we say become involved in Limud HaTorah. Let me just mention one more thing, and that is when the Shulchan Tzibur recites the Chazar Sashat, he also has salvation against a very tzimin hogim. But again, it's not only his. I saw it by Rav Teitz, who was the Rabbi Elizabeth New Jersey, who's also in Northern Gadol, and Rav Soloveitchik's in the minhag in Europe was that what he had seen was that the Tzibur only said, along with the Shulchan Tzibur, the last two inserts. You know, there are a number of inserts that we turn to Shmoneh Esrei. It's mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch. What are the inserts? Number one, in the very beginning, what do we say in the very beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? What does the old Tzibur say? Zochreinu l'chaim, and then what else? Michamov ha'barachamim. And then, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you have also insertions. What's insertion number one? Uksov l'chaim tov kovlev nisecha v'sefer chayim. Rav Soloveitchik said that the minhag of Yerba that he saw, the Tzibur only said the last two. The Tzibur did not say the first two. And kach shamati from Rav Teitz, Zochreinu l'bracha, I heard exactly the same thing. I asked him once at a convention I was present at about 25 years ago. He was there. I asked him about this, and he said, "Our salvation is correct. And that was the minhag in Europe. The minhag in Europe was to only recite the last two, and not the first two. Somehow, it seems that that is not the prevalent practice today. The prevalent practice today is to say all four, along with the Shliach Tzibur. And what's the difference between the first two inserts, if you will, and the last two inserts? Probably, it has something to do with the difference between Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Achronis, which is a sugi in brachas. So maybe you'll take a look at that, Aaron. I think it's the tesis. Where is that? Daf Lamed Aleph. Look at the tesis in Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph in brachas. We're learning brachas this year, so I'm trying to connect everything to Masechet brachas. And I believe there's a distinction between Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Achronis regarding this particular matter. And if you're interested further, the one who discusses this is Bnei Yisoschar. Bnei Yisoschar has a Shikol Torah on this issue. Anyone knows what the Sefer Bnei Yisoschar is? Or you know what that sefer is? That's a beautiful sefer. I happen to look at it. I peek at it in Charles Regalim, and Rosh Hashanah Kippur, and Purim Chanukah. That's the extent of my connection with the Bnei Yisoschar. It's a chassidish sefer, but Rav Soloveitchik liked it very much. A beautiful sefer, very beautiful ideas he has there. And Dani, you could even look at it too. And he talks about it over there. And okay, he discusses this question as well. Maybe one last thing I'll mention, and because I see it's already after 9:15, and that is when you say Zachreinu, what do you say? Lachayim or Lechayim? Lechayim is correct. Why can't you say Lachayim? Because what does Lachayim mean?
To the
Lachayim means Lochayim. How do we know that? I give on the dog. First you give on. So then we should be makrit to say L'chayim as opposed to L'chayim. I was once present when a chazan said L'chayim and there was a big rub who was there, and by the way he jumped on him. Because L'chayim means L'chayim, Kas v'shalom, that you're asking Hashem that God forbid you should remember us not for life, and therefore one should be makrit on that as well. Okay, I'll discuss more of these matters of Linnether hopefully tomorrow. We like to start at 9 o'clock since we don't have much time for this. It's 15 minutes and so. Maybe I'll discuss some of the Nehogim of Tkiya Shefa and Asa Loventure, which are very fascinating.